We are in Simen Tov Kuf Tes. We're up to Sif Hei. We'll be doing Hei through Zion in Hilchas Yantif. Sif Hei. Mutter lelabein biyantif kli barzel sha'ofu bo fludin shel gevina. You are allowed on Yantif to kasher by way of libun, by way of actually putting it on the fire, a metal keli that you used for baking a cheese pie. And when you're done with it, you will use it to bake a meat pie. Provided that you put the food on it as soon as you get it red hot. Well, actually, as soon as you get it very hot. Now, why is this mutter? So let's go on a little bit further. We'll see what's usher and we'll see the difference between the two. Aval, imu balua minevela v'kayotzeba, also lalavno afilu lefos bo dvar heter. Whereas if this were treif, then you couldn't. Now what's this all about? The halachi is that in the kashering of libun, libun is anything that is used with direct fire heat, where you're not using a liquid to transfer the heat. So for example, if you fry or boil, so what you're using is the water or oil to transfer the heat. When you're roasting, you're using fire heat directly without some kind of medium to go and roast the food. In the case where you're using a liquid, in order to kasher, what you have to do is hagala. You have to boil water in the pot, or place the utensil in boiling water. When you're dealing with roasting, so there we learn out of the pasuk that since it was used without any liquid, the way to kasher is by holding it over the fire. You've got to go and heat it up. How hot does it have to get? So there are two forms of libun. There's libun kal and libun gomer. Libun kal is when you get it so hot that a piece of straw would burn when it touches it. Or today, the way to test it is that you take one ply of a tissue and you touch it to it, and if it turns brown from the heat, then that's considered libun kal. There's another form of libun, which is libun gomer, and that is that you get it to glow. When do you need libun kal? When do you need libun gomer? So what we learn is that there's a difference between heterabola and isurabola. If what you're doing is getting rid of heter in order that it not become iser, there libun kal is enough. The case in the Gemara is something was used for kachim. You want to kasher it before it becomes noser. If it's left overnight, it becomes noser. So you're dealing with heter. For heterabola, libun kal is enough. Whereas if you're dealing with something that's already treif, so there you need libun gomer. Similarly, say you have some kind of utensil that was used to bake baking, which is directly on the fire. It was used to bake something milchik. Now you want to use it for something fleishik. For that matter, you have a milchik oven and you want to make it fleishik. So there, since what it's got in it right now is just milchik, that's heter. You want to prevent it from becoming treif by way of using it with fleishiks. Since it's heterabola, libun kal suffices. So in order to kasher an oven from milchik to fleishik, all it's got to get to is the temperature where one ply of a tissue would turn brown. Not so if something was accidentally used for milk and meat together, whether within 24 hours, or was used for nevela, it was used for something treif. There you need libun gomer, it's got to get red hot. So in an oven, the only answer would be you get a blowtorch or a self-cleaning oven. Now, on that it says, libun kal, since it doesn't get red hot, does not look like a tikkun, with the t'nai that you put the food on it as soon as you got it that hot. In other words, you don't wait for it to cool off and then heat it up a second time to bake on. You'll use it with the heating up that you did then. Not so when you need libun gomer. There, by getting red hot, it is obvious that what you're doing is a tikkun, and that's usur on yantif. Now the Magen Avraham is medayik from here that you're allowed to go in kasher from milchik to fleishiks or fleishiks to milchiks. However, the minhag olam is not that way. We don't kasher from milchiks to fleishiks or milchiks. Theoretically, what one could have had is just one pot and then kasher it and use it one day for milchiks and one day for fleishiks. What we do is we are miyachid kelim from milchiks and fleishiks. We don't kasher from one to the other. The only exception is an oven. an oven, those big ovens, Chazal were not mechayev us to have two of them. An oven, you can kasha from one to the other. And it seems that the minhag today is the same with our ovens, even though they're not the same as the ovens of Chazal. Whereas in all other kelim, our minhag is not to kasha from milchik to fleishik or fleishik to milchik. What one could do is treif it up, get some nevela and cook it up in there, and now that it's treif, you're allowed to go and kasher it. Or the Chassam Sofer Shita, which is that you kasher it for Pesach. And once you kasher it for Pesach, you can switch from milchik to fleishik or fleishik to milchik. And then once Pesach is over, you can use it for chametz. Okay, now we go back. What happens in a case where someone's whatever this pan is or any kind of keli that they use for roasting on, it became treif on yantif. In these libun gomer, you couldn't have kashered it before yantif. Now you want to use it. There's a daya that you're allowed to use it, that you're allowed to do libun gomer because this is machshirei ochel nefesh that was not efshur mibaod yom. Lemaisa, you're not allowed to be morikain lacherim anyway, because that's a case of machshir ochel nefesh that was efshur beforehand. And we said that the Ramah Shita is that you're not allowed to be dorish that barabin. Further, says the Ramah, v'hu adin da'osu lahagel keli b'yontif, you're not allowed to do hagola on yontif. That's also too. Umuter lalabin shput shetzolubo baser shena malua for all tzalas of litzos b'yontif. The halachi is that you don't have to salt meat, you can also roast it to get rid of the blood. In the case of liver, you can't salt it, all you can do is roast it. We do put a dash of salt on it when we're roasting also. But the ikar is that you're not doing malicha with all the halachas of malicha. What you're doing is you're just roasting it. Now there, mi'ikar adin, we say that whatever kind of utensil you use to hold it while you're koshering it, we say that it will not really absorb any blood itself, because what happens is that as you're roasting it over the fire, the same way it goes into that whatever utensil it is, the same way it's going to come out. We say that it's not going to absorb. Nevertheless, the minig is to kasher it. So, for example, when you have some kind of grate that you kasher your liver on, mikar adin, you can just set that aside from liver and it's kosher. The minig is, every time, either right after using it or just before using it, you go and you kasher it. Since that kashering is only a minig and not necessary in halacha, that is mutar an yantif. Sivav, eino kvim nekev chodesh b'chavis b'yantif. You're not allowed to make a new hole in a barrel on yantif. Why is this? Because you could have done it on erev yantif. And if you couldn't have, then it's mutar, but ein morin kein baravim. Again, this is according to the Ramah. Siv zayin lahatvul kli chodesh b'yantif dino kamo b'shabes kisiv simshin chav gimel siv zayin. The halacha is to be matbul a keli, is the same halacha that we learned in Shabbos, where some say that it's mutter, since you couldn't have used it anyway, but that's only if you couldn't have done it beforehand. But here too, this would be machshiri ochel nefesh, that you couldn't have done before yantif, and the halacha is that ein morin kein barabin. However, the prima godim, the Mishnah Berurah brings a prima godim, that a clay schuchis, you are allowed to be matbel, since its chi of tefillah is only drabanan, it's not all that much of a tikkun, so you are allowed to even be more barabim. Says the Ramah now, v'din hadocha v'shifshuv kelim b'yantiv, dino kamo b'shabbos, washing out kelim on yantiv is like on Shabbos, that where there's an isur hachana for after yantiv, but you're allowed to wash things out if you do need them. Umuter letaltel muktzel letzarech ochel nefesh v'simchas yantiv. Tiltel muktzel is mutter for ochel nefesh or simchas yantiv. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down what are the cases of this, and that is if you want to move away ash so that you can go and bake there, or to carry stones, to take away stones that are covering fruit to get them out of the way to eat them. But this is all if you want to just move the muktzah to use something that's heter. To use something that is muktzah on yantif, we already learned previously, is asr unless you do some kind of hachana before yantif.